Hello, beautiful beings of light, and welcome to Speak Your Truth podcast with your host, Sonia Mujib. Sonia is an integrative health and wellness coach, spiritual teacher, and transformational healer through her own journey of healing and awakening. Her mission is to help people awaken, expand their consciousness, and activate joy. This show is for people who are intrigued and passionate about health and wellness, the spiritual journey, including energy medicine, ascension, and having deep, soulful conversations with leaders and lightworkers from all walks of life who are also paving the way and helping to create a better planet.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining another episode of Speak Your Truth podcast with me, your host, Sonia Mujib. This is episode 32, and I apologize. I have not put out a podcast in the last few weeks due to just grounding in the energies and taking an inner pause, which is so important just to really take care of your mental health, your soul, your well-being. And so I apologize again and thank you for joining. Today we have Andrea Trank. She is a grandmother, a registered yoga teacher, a HeartMath certified clinical coach. She's a certified integrative medicine health coach and a jewelry designer. Her background is as eclectic as her jewelry designs. She was a TV news reporter in the 80s. She covered environmental disasters. She also became very concerned about environmental issues, so she became an environmental activist. She then started teaching. She went back to school and got 2 advanced degrees in education from the University of Virginia, master's in education and science education. And then also she was really interested in said that you taught journalism in high school. Wow. And so teaching is her passion. So she is a wealth of knowledge. And the reason why I wanted to have her on today is to talk about HeartMath and also her journey and see how we can enlighten you guys today, the listeners, into having just more heart coherence, less anxiety, and just a brighter outlook on life, no matter what the external situation is going on, right? It's about really staying anchored and centered. So thank you so much for coming on today, Andrea.
Oh, you're so welcome, Sonia. It's really a pleasure. And so you asked me to start off with my journey. So is that okay if I start there?
Yes, please.
Okay. So my journey into HeartMath is a long journey. And although I would say I have always been led by my heart, and I think that's why I've taken such a circuitous route in my life, but I discovered the healing journey out of necessity. When I was a journalist and then a school teacher, I started taking in too much of the energy of some of either the bad news I was covering or the energy of the students who are struggling so much. And I ended up getting pretty sick myself just because I had a difficult time separating my own emotions and my physical health from what was going on out in the world. I would call myself a canary in the coal mine. And Sonia, I think that's one of the reasons why you probably need to ground yourself once in a while, because those of us who are out there, we absorb a lot of the energy and we do need to regroup.
Absolutely.
But when I got sick for the first time, I went the route that many people start with. You know, it's like unexplained illnesses. I had really bad digestive issues. I couldn't eat anything. And I went to a regular doctor. They did all sorts of interesting tests and they put me on a medicine. At that time, I was teaching school, and the medicine they put me on caused chemical depression. It's actually been a medicine that's been removed from the market for its nasty side effects it was having on people. So as I was laying in bed and my husband was taking care of our young kids and working full time, I realized this is not the path I'm going on to heal myself. And so I eventually got myself out of bed with the help of a nurse practitioner. And we did some things. I changed my diet. I went and I took my first yoga class. And that's how my healing journey began. It began with yoga. At the same time, I decided to also try putting my healing into the hands of creativity. And I realized I first started with crocheting, and I joined a group of older women and I started to crochet, and I realized, oh gosh, it takes too long to like make anything. So the next thing I knew, I was in a jewelry making class. And so I just fell in love with jewelry making and realized that jewelry making was such a healing art. And so I spent just tons of time at my jewelry making desk, just healing myself. So when people check me out these days, they see like all sorts of beautiful pictures of jewelry on my website, along with my other services. And they were probably going, what's this about? And the reason it's there is because that was so much a part of my healing. But
I love that. Well, that is so beautiful.
Well, thank you. And that's, you know, that's when I realized that my heart, and I guess I didn't really realize it, I kind of, you know, I was in my head, but my heart had some other ideas for how to heal myself. But I continued going down the path of scientifically looking for things. And so I went, you know, later on, I kind of went through life for a while. Things were relatively calm. But then I started having a lot of issues when I got into my 50s. I'm now 62. And when I got into my 50s, I had a lot of hormonal issues and weight issues and chronic inflammation and unexplained things. And eventually I was diagnosed with autoimmune disease. And oftentimes people who have anxiety and stomach issues early on, they haven't been diagnosed yet. Like an autoimmune disease is sort of brewing in their body. And it often takes 7, 8 years from the initial time that you are feeling some strange symptoms till somebody finally says you have blank. And there's like over 150 autoimmune diseases. And I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, but rheumatoid arthritis is one, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. I mean, the list, MS, the list goes on and on and on. And they're all in this giant category of your body attacking itself and overreacting to your environment. So if you think about it, somebody with anxiety, they're sensitive to cues anyway out there. They're just overly reactive to what's going on out there. And then the body starts doing a similar thing by overreacting to either foods or chemicals or, you know, just exposures. You know, all of a sudden you get skin sensitivities where everybody else can walk in and out of a room, or even the water you're drinking. And so what I did then is I got into the science of autoimmune disease. So I went back to school and became a certified health coach. And I got really good at understanding the supplements and the foods and how to avoid toxins and how to change out my water system and, you know, how to de-stress and by doing meditation and going to sleep at the right time at night. I mean, I had this like giant list of all these things I was doing, and I was probably 80% feeling better. And then I'm thinking, what is that other 20%? And I discovered the other 20% really by accident. So what was happening was I was taking a course with another yoga teacher who happened to be also an intuitive reader. And she was offering this intuitive reading service. And I said, sure, I'll do it. And so she puts me on the camera. I'm on, you know, my end of the camera, and she's on hers, right? And she's looking at me, and she like steps away from her screen, almost as if like whatever vibration I'm putting out is like causing her to step away. And she's saying, Andrea, I'm seeing heart. And I'm like, what do you mean you're seeing heart? You know, it's like, explain. She said, you need to be doing something involving the heart. And I'm like, well, okay, can you be more specific? And she goes, no, American Heart Association, I don't know. But you know, I'm seeing that as a direction for you. So I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know what that means. So I get off and I'm thinking, I had been focusing a lot on brain health because my mom had died of Alzheimer's. And I had been really nervous that maybe these autoimmune diseases were leading up to Alzheimer's or dementia for me. And I just, you know, didn't think much of it till the next day. I'm sitting there at my computer scrolling through Facebook, and what pops on my screen is HeartMath coaching certification, 50% off. It's like a COVID-19 pandemic special. And I'm like, what? Like, why is this like popping up on my screen right now? And I tend to not ignore things like that that seem like they're more than just random events. So I signed up and I haven't looked back since. And what I realized, Sonia, is this was the missing piece in both my healing and in me being able to help my clients, because oftentimes when you start with all these sort of physical things to do, change your diet, change out what you're using in the house, change out your water, change out your supplements, you know, avoid this, don't do this, do this. It's like it can get overwhelming to people, particularly if they're not tapping into their heart intelligence. And so by slowing all this down and first saying, let's spend some time seeing if we can figure out what your heart is trying to tell you and get your heart and brain in some sort of communications now. And then that puts you in a healing state. And then at that point, you start making more logical decisions and things don't seem so overwhelming. You start really listening to what your heart is trying to tell you. And so when you have to change your diet, it doesn't seem like such an overwhelming, horrible thing. Or when we're saying, you know, if there might be something there, you might have mold in your house. You know, you'd be freaking out if you're just in your head about it. And that doesn't help with healing at all. But if you're in your heart's intelligence and listening to your heart, all of a sudden your solutions become more creative and you just start feeling healthier and whole. And so all these other little things you're doing are just ways to help you stay whole and feel your best.
Right. I absolutely 100% agree. We have very similar backgrounds, and you know, I think it's so crucial that right now humanity, where we are right now, of course, we're always, you know, we're programmed to run in our head. But if you really want to be a victor right now, we have to take some time to pause. We have to ground our energies. We have to really look at, you know, be very objective about even the thoughts that we're thinking. Do we believe every thought, right? In my own journey of healing autoimmune, and going through various, you know, health crises and healing various things myself, one of the most epic parts of this journey is really just discovering like which pieces fit, what didn't work, what worked, right? Because if you're here to help other people, you're gonna have to go through it. That's just a given. And so besides the environmental causes, besides, you know, and right now I think the heart coherence is so important, as well as just the mindset, you know, with everything going on outside, what are we thinking about? And one thing I've noticed, because I got the HeartMath lightning sensor from my iPhone a couple weeks ago, I love it so much. And one thing I've noticed is when I'm practicing the coherence technique, which I'd love for you to explain to the audience. As soon as I have an alternate thought, right? So I'm breathing with the pacer and I'm like totally in sync and I'm coherent. And then all of a sudden, if my mind jumps to a thought that is incoherent or irrelevant, or it gives me like a little bit of spike in the heart rate variability, the monitor changes color. And so it's such an awesome device to help people. I think this is an amazing device for beginners. That's what I really think. Or just to really understand the science behind it. And to have, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to really trust, or maybe they just have issues where they don't trust their own selves. But then this is a really cool little gadget, so inexpensive if you think about it, of if you think about the health effects and the really great advantages it has, it's so worth it, right?
It is.
It's so
So,
worth it.
Sonia, you brought up a lot of really, really good points, and I'll
Sure.
go through some of these points. So you first brought up this idea of coherence. So heart math, it's their idea of coherence is having your heart and your brain sync up. And so they've done over 400 studies on this, that if you breathe at a certain pace, and the gadget does help you pace, which is really lovely. Both your inhale and the exhale, and then focus your attention on your heart as you're breathing this. And then they add some other layers, like coming up with a feeling of gratitude or love or care or compassion. You can add this sort of heart-focused attention. And what starts to happen, which you can actually see on the device, is you'll start having these wave-like, they're called signs, but it looks like really smooth ocean waves that are going up and down. And when we're out of coherence, those little wave-like signs are all like squiggly, lines on a paper, like really random and really, like messy looking, like you've got a pen and you're just drawing all these crazy lines. But then, as soon as you start through your breathing, through your focus on these sort of, and it's more than positive thoughts, through positive feelings, because you're in your heart, when you place positive feelings in the forefront, somehow that sine wave gets really smooth looking. And then what happens, the science shows that it changes several other things in your body. It changes the production of your hormones, and it actually helps release some of the happy hormones, which is oxytocin, and then the longevity hormone, which is DHEA. So you get the production of the hormones that make you feel good and that have long-term positive effects on your body. It slows your respiration down, and it slows. So then, you get those positive effects by having a slower, smoother respiration. And then they've looked at really interesting, they've put like nodes on people's heads in some of the studies that they've done. And it lights up the parts of the brain that are the parts of the brain that makes executive decisions. So, oftentimes when we're out of coherence, we're in that primitive part of our brain. And this shifts the brain waves and all this activities to that the smart part of our brain, our more modern brain, which helps us make better decisions. And so if you think about it, if we are afraid or fearful or angry or any of those things, we're often not making the best decisions for ourselves and for others. And by using this, there are simple techniques and the technology which helps you actually see right in front of you, like Sonia pointed out, it turns green when you're in coherence, it's blue when you're in somewhat coherence, and it's red when you're out of coherence. And a little thought, like Sonia pointed out, just you're in this lovely place, and all of a sudden you think about something you have to do or somebody who is, making you upset or something like that. And then you're just like, you like look down at your phone and you're going, oh, I'm out of coherence now. So it's a great little reminder for you as well.
I completely agree, and thank you for that. I feel like it's really great for those of us who are a little bit more hands-on, more sciencey, We need the proof in the pudding. And here it is, you know, it's like, it's so cool. It's just so cool. I mean, we know the mystics, we know the masters of all, and the sages of all walks of life have been talking about the importance of the heart, being in the heart. These days, it's very challenging because I do it all day long. It's a 24-hour experience and a job to keep your energies high in these times right now, because I do it every single day. I'm very aware.
Well, the nice thing is, what they've shown is you could do a couple of minutes of one of the techniques in heart math a few times a day. And there's, a technique you can use to prep for your day and then get your day started. And then there's a technique you can use to reset during your day as, maybe you have some tension or something come up. And then there's a technique to sustain. So to sustain the heart feeling as your day goes on. So it's, and it's really each of these are like a couple of minutes. But if you practice consistently over time, the positive effects of what you're doing last longer in your body. And not only do they help you, but they're now studying how when you get into this higher level vibration of the heart, it actually can help people around you. And then if and they're starting to look at how it can create global coherence to help, if many people do this at the same time, it can send out energy vibrations that can actually lift up people everywhere and also get us in a better state to manage not only our emotions, but manage our world in a more peaceful way.
I love that. I really do love that. It's of course because I see a lot of our maybe the listeners don't know, but it's something called the morphogenic field. So the more that you're in sync and you're in resonance, then you can omit that out because you're an energy beacon of light. And more we get tuned into our energy and frequency and what people are talking about now, people are just really becoming aware of energy. And I'm hearing so many people talk about energy that never did before, you know, and I feel like this pandemic has created so much awareness, which is just so amazing for all of us. But I wanted to ask you, can you let the listeners know what's feelings are like, what is coherence and what is being incoherent?
Okay.
I think there's some, yeah, that would be
Well,
great.
the it's interesting. It's just basically looking at your negative thoughts and emotions versus your positive thoughts and emotions. And so anger, frustration, jealousy, sadness, depression, these are all emotions, and emotions are energy, emotion, and we have in our bodies an inner weather report. And if we even spend the time to understand where we are in our inner weather report at any given time, we might see that, we're stressed out because we have too many responsibilities, or we're frustrated because we went out to the car and then we realized we left our keys in the house. All those tiny little things all day long create incoherence. And they're just, it's our reactions to what's going on out there. But at the same time, feelings of peace and joy, love, gratitude, happiness, excitement, those are the positive or more coherent emotions. And what we're finding is if we spend time doing this breathing practice several times a day, no matter what's going on with the weather outside of you, you can create a weather report inside of you that's on the coherent side. And that's what we're trying to do because we really can't control things out there. But what we can is our inner weather report and emotionally regulating through our heart math techniques can help us do that. And then ironically, and again, getting back to your point, Sonia, is when we respond rather than react in a more coherent way to whatever is going on out there, our coherence does put that energy out in the field, and then we're more likely to get coherent interactions with other people. Like, you know, all of a sudden leaving the keys upstairs is kind of just silly. Oh, geez, you know, it's not a big deal. I left my keys upstairs, so I'll go back up. Or you just, you know, you get stuck in traffic if you are driving anywhere. Or your internet goes down in the middle of an interview, you know. It's
right,
like
right.
You can respond in a coherent way or you can be incoherent and let all these small little stresses, and some of them are big stresses, but if we are affected by all the small stresses all day long and incoherent, in an incoherent state, we are negatively affecting our health over the long run, and then we won't have the resilience, and this is a big point, the resilience to be able to withstand some of the more serious things that we might have to face, because all those little things have just kind of, you know, built up on us and created incoherence within us. So it's very important for us to be able to manage our small stresses with coherence so that we can, when faced with the big stresses, have a little more resilience in us.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Absolutely. So I started off, I mean, I kind of just, you know, for a lot of people, this is, you know, it's a great tool for beginners, I feel. I kind of just started off with 15 minutes, just 15 to 20 minutes. I know you're supposed to do like 5 minutes in the instructions. 5 minutes, three times a day. I won't say I'm an advanced meditator, but I can go about 55 minutes easily. I've built myself up to that. So 15 minutes is like, oh, this is nice. You know, it's like, it's not a big chunk of my day or it doesn't feel long. But how would you suggest people start?
Well, and I think, you know, this is one of the biggest strengths of HeartMath. In all the years I've been practicing yoga and being a yoga teacher, the idea of sitting for 55 minutes meditating has never appealed to me. I'm just being blunt and honest with you. It doesn't work with me. I'm too antsy. I would never survive that. So you don't just have to be a beginner to be drawn to HeartMath. But what HeartMath does is it makes it more accessible. That some of these things, like, you know, and maybe if I lived, you know, in a mountain somewhere by myself, you know, I could go in a cave and do it. But most of us don't live those lives. And so HeartMath works within busy lives. And really, I just tell people, do it whenever you think you need it during the day. Even if you do 2 minutes every time you're about to like feel like you're going off the edge. You know what I mean? You're like, you start off doing it when you need it. And then, you know, I start telling people, okay, so it's helped you through those crises. So let's try to avoid those crises next by doing it a couple of times a day to prep, you know, to prep for whatever's coming through the day. And then eventually, like, I don't even think about it anymore. Like, just before I know it, before a meeting, I do some HeartMath. Before I'm sitting down to eat, it almost becomes like, you know, just a seamless part of my day that I just, you know, sit there, spend a couple of minutes slowing my breathing down, focusing my attention on my heart, coming up with some regenerative feelings such as care, compassion, gratitude, love, and then broadcasting those feelings to myself and others in need. It's just now, it's almost like, you know, it's like eating and drinking and brushing my teeth. And that's sort of what you want it to become. You want it to become just a seamless part of your day that just makes your day better. And so, you know, that, but my advice is to start like, oh, I know I'm about to, I have to go to the dentist, and I'm really afraid of the dentist. So I'm going to do some heart-focused breathing before I go to the dentist. Or, you know, there's other techniques like quick coherence, there's attitude breathing. So I, you know, each one of us from the heart math trainings, we have different certifications. And I'm trained in about five or six different techniques that I help my clients with. But what's really neat right now, Sonia, is HeartMath has a free, it's called the HeartMath Experience. It's a free, basically, it's like a little video series. And if you get on their website, you just sign up for it. And they're about 3 to 10 minute little videotapes that talk about many of their different techniques and how to use it and the science behind it. So people can get a taste of what HeartMath is like, you know, even before they decide whether to buy the technology. And they are, and I'm not a salesperson for them, but I bought some things in their shop right now because they are doing a holiday discount too. So then, you know, somebody might want to buy the technology. And then, but I also do work with clients individually who need, you know, someone to hold their hand as they're learning these techniques and deal with, you know, so I can do that as well for people. But they've got, you know, several ways to go about this on their own. And obviously, Sonia, you figured out how to do it. Did you watch their video series?
I did. I watched quite a few, and I just I you know, like I said, I'm so sciencey, and I love to have this like device in my hand, you know, the app in my hand, and even in the pictures where you can change a picture, I put like this beautiful like image of a being like in light body, like kind of like a light body mode.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. I have to send it to you. And so I just feel it just feels so good to just have some alone time. It's kind of like having quiet time with yourself. It's such a gift to yourself, you know, and especially for people who don't want to meditate, whether it's guided or not. So this is just, again, something like you said, you could do it for 5 minutes at a time, 10 minutes at a time, right when you know. But I think the awareness is key, right? When as soon as you know that you're about to go off the deep end, or you're feeling agitation, or you're just coming up with like, you know, for a lot of people it could be like if they're maybe panicky, or if they're
Right,
tense, or if they're feeling
it's
insecure.
taking a time out is really what it is, and all of us could benefit from taking time out, you know, several times a day, you know, even if we're, before we're going to speak to a child, you know, or before you speak to your spouse or somebody, you know, a friend, or you know, before you call somebody, just to make sure that you're present and in your heart when you're doing that, or right before you're trying to do a big project that requires some real serious brain power, you'll find, and they're doing studies on this as well, and they have that your kids have done better on tests after doing some of these heart math techniques. So there are just so many amazing benefits. I did want to mention that I, as part of heart math, I am I do a once a month free. I do a guided meditation using several different heart math techniques, and I'm part of a group called We Add Heart. It's an international group, and we always do it on a Wednesday. It's usually the fourth Wednesday of the month, but the fourth Wednesday is too close to Christmas this year. So I'm doing it on the third Wednesday of the month, which is December 16th. And basically, you just sign up through Eventbrite. And then people pop onto Zoom. I do it in the evening on Eastern time, 8 o'clock in the evening Eastern time. Although I am considering making it earlier because I'm really tired at 8 o'clock. So I might even do it at 7 o'clock. And it's about a 30-minute guided heart math meditation. But it works just like heart math in that there are short little things we do. And then, you know, you go into hopefully some sort of coherence for a couple of minutes. And then I bring you out, and then I give you another little technique, let you go into coherence for a couple of minutes. I bring you out. So we don't stay in any particular technique longer than 5 to 10 minutes. And I find for people who, you know, again, 50 minutes of meditating is too much. These little short segments are really, really helpful for people. And so I don't know if you want to, give people the way to sign up for that, or they can just connect with me on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I will put everything in the notes when I create this. So there's a teaching plus a meditation guided. So that's really, really great and generous. One thing that I've noticed, even in doing the heart math, even doing the breathing myself, is just feeling so good. You feel the neurotransmitters, like you said, the chemicals. Our brain creates a pharmacy, right? Which a lot of people don't really know. They don't understand that, we have this inbuilt pharmacy in our brain that regulates our hormones, regulates everything. So we have what's, like you said, dopamine, oxytocin. What else is there?
Well, the other one
Serotonin.
that, yeah, and the DHEA is known as the longevity hormone. And for somebody like me who's aging, well, everybody's aging, but as you get up, in the years, we start having less of that DHEA in us. And so knowing that doing this technique can help create more of this longevity hormone is pretty wonderful too.
Absolutely. And what I want to say is like that you can actually feel it. You can actually feel this blanket, this calm. Your brain relaxes, everything, you kind of just melt into it. And I'm saying like within like 5 to 10 minutes, even like where you're just like, so it's, you just take your happy chill pill, So
Absolutely.
I absolutely like suggest this to everyone, especially right now, and definitely reach out to Andrea. She's a wealth of information. If you are looking for this little device, and you want to take charge of your emotional well-being, it, on the program itself, I mean, it talks about all the benefits. So you guys can definitely check it out. I'll leave all the links below. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on today.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad we got to do this together. And I appreciate all the work you do in the world too, for all the, for this podcast and all these beautiful things that you're doing, Sonia.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sending you so much love. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. If there's anything that you need, I will leave all of our links in the show notes. If you know people who suffer from, panic, anxiety, and want natural tools, that will help just not only better themselves, but their relationships, definitely look into heart math. So thank you everyone so much for joining again, and I wish you guys a beautiful week.
Thank you, Sonia. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for taking the time and tuning in today. Hopefully, you learned some valuable tools. And if you need more inspiration, health or transformational coaching, or spiritual mentoring sessions, please visit www.depthfuljourney.com and you can find more ways to connect with Sonia there. Stay tuned for the next episode, and please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.